How to choose the right Shabbat candlesticks for me. One of the most special moments of the entire week is the ritual lighting of the Shabbat candles. Welcoming the arrival of Shabbat is an ancient tradition that's full of meaning and epitomizes the warmth of family life and the Jewish home. Most Jewish families have special Shabbat candlesticks, some of which may have been inherited from parents and grandparents. If you like to have big Shabbat dinners for extended family and friends, you may have a full banqueting set of Shabbat candlesticks. Shabbat candlesticks are a must-have item for anybody who observes Shabbat and is a great Jewish wedding gift or housewarming present. We'll take a closer look at how to buy Shabbat candlesticks, and whether there are any special religious or ritual requirements to consider when you make your choice. How do I choose the right Shabbat candlesticks for me? Choosing the right Shabbat candlesticks can be a daunting task. With so many options out there, it can be hard to know which ones are best suited for you and your family. Fortunately, there are a few key factors to consider when choosing the perfect Shabbat candlesticks that will make your selection process easier. By taking into account the size and style of your home, as well as any religious or cultural considerations that may be important to you, you can find the perfect set of Shabbat candlesticks for your home. Can you use any candlesticks for Shabbat? Yes, you can use any candlesticks for Shabbat, or no candlesticks at all. What's important is the actual lighting of the candles, and there are no special rules about the candlesticks. If you were on a camping trip and wanted to welcome the arrival of Shabbat, you could place a candle on a rock and light it. We buy Shabbat candlesticks because they are beautiful items. They add an extra feeling of ritual and reverence to the moment of Shabbat candle lighting. A set of handmade silver candlesticks, or anodized aluminum candlesticks, looks amazing. They can also be used for any candlelit dinner or to add atmosphere to a room. If you're going to use candlesticks for Shabbat, the most important thing is that they're safe. Candles burn with an unprotected naked flame and are a potential fire hazard. Although you're unlikely to leave your Shabbat candles to burn unattended, you need to know that the candlesticks provide a stable base and are fireproof themselves. That may sound like obvious advice, but not all candles and candlesticks that are sold online are 100% safe. What are the Shabbat candles called? There's no single special name for Shabbat candles. What Shabbat candles are called varies. Most people just say Shabbat candles or even just candles. There are some interesting Shabbat candlelighting terms that are used in different Jewish communities, though. As you'd expect, they're either of Hebrew or Yiddish origin. Some traditional Shabbat candle terms. Bring me the Leister and the Licht. It's almost time for Licht Benchen. Licht. Licht is the Yiddish word for light. It can mean the light from the candle flame, the candle itself, and is perhaps also a subtle reference to the illumination that Shabbat brings to our lives. Licht Benchen. Licht Benchen is another Yiddish term that has more than one meaning. It actually means the act of lighting the Shabbat candles, but is also used to mean the candle lighting time, for example, how long until Licht Benchen? Leister. Leister are candlesticks. In Yiddish-speaking Ashkenazi communities in Europe, the Leister would have been made of brass or silver. What are the Shabbat candles called in Israel? Many Israelis, especially older people, use the Yiddish terms. There are also some Hebrew terms for Shabbat candles and candle lighting that are worth knowing. Tekinah are prayers that some Jewish women recite during the candle lighting. They are private prayers rather than ritual or obligatory ones. Shabbat candles are also called Neshek in Hebrew. It actually means Nerot Shabbat Kodesh or Holy Shabbat Candles. It's a modern acronym that became popular during the 1970s campaign to reinvigorate the tradition of Shabbat candle lighting. What is a Prickett candlestick? Prickett candlesticks are an old-fashioned design that goes back to a time when candles were the only effective source of artificial light. Prickett candlesticks feature a slender upright spike on which the wax candle is stuck firmly in place. The advantage of Prickett candlesticks was that the candles could be quickly set in place. A banquet or ball might require hundreds of candles. Once secured on the Prickett, the candles were stable. If you needed to carry a candle around with you for light, this was important. Prickett candlesticks were a basic safety measure in an age of wooden homes and very limited firefighting capacity. Candles may be beautiful, atmospheric, and romantic in the comfortable 21st century, but before the invention of gas lighting and electrical lighting, they were a basic necessity, and frequently a dangerous one. To view our entire collection of traditional silver candlesticks. What is a Shabbat set? A Shabbat set is a collection of Judaica items for Shabbat. It can include everything you need to observe a full traditional Shabbat, as well as Motzei Shabbat, or just a few of the main items. A Shabbat set is a wonderful wedding gift that will allow the newlyweds to properly celebrate their first Shabbat together as man and wife. What is a Shabbat set in 2023? A typical modern Shabbat set usually includes Shabbat candlesticks, a Kiddush cup or Kiddush set, and a challah board and knife. You can also add several other items to create a complete modern Shabbat set. Many people opt for traditional Judaica silverware, but anodized aluminum Shabbat sets and ceramics are increasingly popular. Shabbat candlesticks. Candle lighter and match cover. Kiddush cup, or set. Challah board and knife. Embroidered challah cloth. Wine holder. Wine fountain. Silver trays. Traditional Havdalah set. What are three items needed for Shabbat? What are the three items needed for Shabbat that will depend on your own preferences? Most modern American Jews would probably think for a second and say that if you want a traditional Erev Shabbat, you need candles, wine, and challah. Candles and wine, or a grape juice substitute, are easy to get hold of in pretty much any neighborhood. Of all the three items needed for Shabbat, challah can be the most problematic if you don't live near a Jewish deli or supermarket. If you don't have a good local source for fresh challah and don't like baking, you can easily freeze a batch of challah loaves. The key is to wrap them carefully. What you don't want is for the challah to come into contact with air in the freezer. If it does, it may go hard and spoil. We recommend double wrapping it tightly in foil and then placing it in a freezer bag. If you expel all the air from the bag, your challah should stay fresh for up to 3 months. Buy Shabbat candlesticks and Shabbat Judaica online. You can buy a handmade Shabbat set online today, with a choice of traditional and modern styles crafted from 925 sterling silver. You can also buy amazing modern Shabbat sets in boldly colored anodized aluminum. Shabbat is the most beautiful time of the week, and a Shabbat set from Jerusalem brings a special connection to our history and culture.